Welcome to the Cheeky Investor Podcast. This episode, we're going to be talking about highly successful traders and what some of their habits are. Gareth, everyone's a bit of a day trader at the moment when the markets are going crazy.
Yes, everyone's jumping on boards. Yes, it's. We were just talking about it. It's pretty hard to predict, very hard to predict what's happening, but lots of people are getting involved. I think I was reading some stat there where it said Robinhood, the international trading app, has added about 3 million users over the last couple of months since COVID sort of kicked off. As, yep, everyone's at home and they're seeing lots of ads on Facebook, and they're thinking, great way to earn a little bit of side money, which it is. Or great way to have a profession, which it probably isn't. they're giving it a go, which is great. We're all for that. Obviously, with the proviso that we want to see people getting proper education and knowing what they're doing, because you can lose money in trading if you don't know what you're doing. But it is an exciting time, I think, for what we're doing, Phil. An exciting time for the students that we're working with, because there's so much opportunity out there.
Yeah, we're getting great results from students as well, jumping in and following our trading mastery program. It's one of those things where there's always opportunities to trade. Like, wake up every morning, regardless of what the market's doing, there's always opportunities. It's just when events like this happen, which is similar to the 17 craze of cryptocurrencies.
Yeah,
everyone started learning day trading. And then eventually they lost a lot of money and it kind of died down, and then it's back into it again now. But there's always opportunities trading. I guess it's just kind of sexy now, maybe, or
it's an interesting one. And I think there is a bit of the sexiness to it. I think there is a couple of lead characters who have created, it's more about the lifestyle around it. I think people get very drawn to, Tim Sykes is the one that obviously jumps to mind with his, Instagram profile. He's always somewhere else in the world on his laptop, and we slag him all the time for that. But, I think a lot of people buy into that. There's even guys like Grant Cardone are sort of pushing a sort of lifestyle, and you have Warren Buffett, even Robert Kiyosaki doing it, Anton Creel. He's a bit more technically minded, but he's out there a lot on YouTube and social media, pushing the kind of lifestyle that traders have. He's, there's always shots of him in some beautiful suite somewhere in the world, and he's traveling all the time. And, so
I'll tell you my experience of trading and traveling.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
It's not quite the lifestyle you imagine it be, but we're in Europe, we're in Italy, and because of the time differences, US market opens up at 4 p.m., which is so freaking good. Like in Australia here, it's 11:30 at night that the US market opens. Over there, it's 4 in the afternoon. And when I was day trading, I was generally on a fast train somewhere. So not in this luxury resort or overlooking any beautiful sights. You've got a couple of hours to kill while you're going from city to city. You're not being rude, you're just jumping on the phone, and the internet connection on there is way better than Australia as well.
So was it manageable? Was it okay?
Trading on the train.
There we go. Train trading. There we go. We've got a new course.
It's a new following.
We should set up
Book out a train for us to
We'll do our conference on a train. It'll be like Snowpiercer, but for trading. That's awesome. I love it. It's like really cool. And there's a series on Netflix about it. This week, what we want to chat about is, with so many people, as Phil was saying, getting on board, getting into trading, we cover huge amounts of the technical no-nos and of things that you should be doing in terms of trading. And Phil, we've got a heap of videos on Facebook. So if you hop on our Facebook page, it's all free content. But yeah, there's a heap of really good technical videos where Phil goes through strategies and techniques. But what we wanted to talk about this week was the things that traders do that really we see as successful traits. So the successful trader traits, if you will. What can we glean from successful traders, and what are their habits and traits that you guys out there can take on board and start to implement real straight away, and hopefully improve your level of consistency of trading, and of course improve your return. So what it's all about is, I think we'll just go through the sort of all the different traits that myself and Phil have realized, spotted, seen in successful traders, and things that all of us can do every day.
Sounds good.
So, Phil, do you want to hop on first? Yeah, you're excited. Oh, you've got a couple of goodies. You love all this stuff. Yeah. It's all mindset.
My first one is just be a master of a few. So I don't know if I've told this story, probably have, but I'm getting
probably
old.
Probably, you're getting old.
I'm in my early 30s now, so that's a
lot. You forget things.
I was just looking at these roles offered on Seek for equity research analysts, just curious to see what the description was and the pay rate and everything else. And this particular one, it was quite common, but this one was kind of stood out, is they're looking for someone to manage a portfolio of 8 to 12 stocks that were small to mid-cap in the resource sector in Australia. And that was it. That was someone's full-time job to work 10, 12, possibly 14 hours a day. He's just looking at positions and analyzing those 12 stocks.
Wow.
And the reason you do that is because you get to know, you get really familiar on how they move, what makes them move, how quickly they move, and how sharply they move as well. So for me, for the last week, I've actually fallen into a habit of, I've actually got a new strategy that I think I've come across, which seems to be working pretty well. I've just had this one strategy, and I've just been trading the Australian-US exchange, and that's it. I've just been doing that for the last week, and up about, I think I was up about 30% one stage, but as your trading account is and how it goes, I think I'm up about sort of 15, 20% at the moment.
That's still pretty good.
But it's still, it's around just being able to focus. You know the parameters of the strategy. So you know when to enter, you know when to exit, and you know how quickly, how quickly it's going to move. So I can almost predict that, when that trade's going to close out. So for me, like when I'm doing it during the day, I'll place a trade. There won't be a lot of momentum, but within about half hour of the London market opening, that's when I'll see the surge in the trade go in my direction, and then it'll usually close out sort of 6-7 o'clock Australian time. And the consistency of that is just freaky. I could almost set my watch by it. I get a notification that my trade's being closed out, and I'm like, oh, it must be 6 or 7 o'clock. So you can get into that detail and that understanding of how, in this instance, how a currency pair works.
Yeah.
But you can certainly do it with stocks. And something you might do is study a stock for a week. Just pick any popular ones on the market. Let's take Flight Centre, for example. Have a look at how it opens. How's it open in the first 20 minutes? Does it go up? Does it go down? Does it go rapidly? Is it in tune with the market? When does it reverse during the day? Does it follow that lunchtime lull and boredom period where the market generally does something different? And what happens in the last hour? They say that amateurs open the market and professionals close it. How does a stock respond to the market in the last hour? And how does it compare overall? So just by looking at those singular things in one stock to start with, you can make so much money just mastering that one stock.
Yeah.
And I probably can't emphasize that enough, because when you start trading, you know, there's hundreds of different strategies you could use. There's tens of thousands of different stocks in the world or currencies or commodities that you could trade. So it's overwhelming. And when I first started out, I tried to do it all. I'd jump up. I'd be like, all right, I'm going to go through all my currencies. There might be 10 different pairs. And then I'm going to have a look at 10 different strategies on these 10 different currencies. So you end up looking, you know, over 100 different outcomes or situations or trading opportunities. And you just get exhausted, you get bored, you start to make mistakes because, you know, you've been through 35 different currencies and there's no trading opportunity. So you kind of force it. It becomes a mirage. You're like, oh, that's close enough to what it should be. I think I'll jump in here. It's close enough. And that's how you lose money doing that stuff. So just start out mastering one, pick one strategy, pick one stock or one currency pair, and really get to know that in great detail. Take it out to dinner, buy out the lobster, get intimate with it.
Well, not at first, because you don't have the money. You can get as intimate as you want. That's for free. But yeah, maybe start with fish and chips. I like it. It's something that a lot of people don't actually talk about. Trading is seen as this world of sort of complex finance and numbers, and it can be. But I think that's one of the reasons why it has been so inaccessible to normal people, is this idea And this idea is perpetrated by traders themselves because they want to keep it that way. That trading is this incredibly complex, you know, thing, all the graphs and the numbers and the pips and all the terminology. And I think one of the good things, one of the great things you do, Phil, is an ability to break that down. And that's not just me saying that. It's what a lot of our awesome students say is just the ability that you have to break things down into simple forms. And what you're doing there is you're going to the next level and saying, don't get stressed about all these different strategies. Just, yeah, follow one. Because really, trading can be a great way to earn money on the side. You know, we're not saying go out and do it 16 hours a day. You can if you want. But it's a great way to earn money on the side. And what an excellent way to do that, if you can create this sort of as consistent as possible sort of knowledge of what's going to happen. And Phil, I think you have a couple of really good videos on trading and currencies, don't you, that are on Facebook again.
They're in our page and in our group, some breakout strategies, and guarantee you won't have seen them anywhere else online. Very different, very, very much more aligned with what professional traders do opposed to what you kind of see in Facebook groups.
Yeah, excellent. So I love it. That's a really good one. So I'm going to follow on from that to some degree. And it's about simplicity. And it's, again, it's something that I'm finding in generally in life. I know we're all moving towards a Marie Kondo sort of world where everything is packed away and, you know, but it's
mate, she'd have been bored in lockdown. She wouldn't have had anything to do. She threw it all in.
I'd say she trashes a room just like out of pure pleasure. And then she like tidies it again or something. but for me, it's following on from that. It's actually to live a kind of a simpler existence, particularly around the time that you're trading. You know, a complex lifestyle will generally lead to complex trading situations and is more likely to lead to problems. Whereas if you have a simpler lifestyle, that's actually going to lead into you to focus in again on what Phil was saying, which is, you know, the single strategy or whatever that is. So what I really mean by that is, you know, things like putting your phone away, you know, don't have your phone next to your computer when you're trading. Close all your apps. Close, like, Facebook, as everyone knows, it has been designed by psychologists to basically ensure that you look at it. It's you get an endorphin rush when you see the notification thing come up. Shut all of that stuff down. You know, if you're trading and you're getting up to the point of when you want to get into the market, just take a little bit of time out. You know, don't be rushing around the house trying to get stuff done, then hop on the computer, because your mind won't be in a kind of a stable, settled place for you to then just focus on literally what you need to focus on. So what I would say is clear all that out. You know, you can go extreme and you can, you know, go into a white room, or you can have a table with nothing on it, whatever works for you. It doesn't matter. But the point is you need to start decluttering your brain before you sit down and trading, because trading isn't, it is complex, but not in the way you think it is. So the complexity is just in the fact that you need to make decisions fairly quickly. But actually, in terms of what you're looking at, the data and the information, exactly as Phil was saying, if you've got a single strategy, that should all become much easier to understand. But the problem people have is that they're not actually focused on the trade themselves. They're looking at their phone, they're texting people, and they look up and suddenly they're thinking, oh, you know, shit, I haven't gone that well. Like, what happened? Oh, I blame the trade, or I blame the system. I'm not going to follow that again. So clear your mind of as much as you can, and get rid of all your tech. Literally just have your trading platform open, and you'll find you'll be able to get much more consistency in terms of your results.
Yeah, and I did that the other day. I was just going through analyzing some of the currencies, and my head was just elsewhere with work. Like, I couldn't even stay focused on analyzing it for more than about 3 seconds. And then I just closed it down. And I was kind of annoyed, but I just closed it down. I'm like, no, I can't even comprehend what's happening at the moment because I was just thinking elsewhere. So
that's good.
Again, it's simple but powerful.
It is. And this is the thing. So to tie into this point about forcing it, like, this is the worst thing. And this is another thing that we're really big into now, myself and Phil, which is we're not teaching people how to become traders. Okay. You can go and do courses and whatever. What we're teaching people is how you can earn a side income by trading. The reason for that is earning a side income reduces pressure and stress on you to get those results delivered. And so if you've got all that pressure and stress, you do force things. Exactly as Phil was saying earlier, you know, you're at the end of your trading day, you know, you're pissed off, things haven't gone well. So you throw a load of money on something going, oh, no, I think this will be okay. and suddenly you lose a lot more. And, you know, once you get into that cycle, it's very hard to get out of it. So there's absolutely something about not only simplifying everything before you trade, but also if you've been rushing around and you're like, right, I'm going to sit down. It's you know, time that the markets are opening. If your head is all over the place, just close the computer. You know, you don't do it that day because you might be pissed off, but, you know, you're actually not going to lose money if you're not doing any trading. So I would say that's a really good extra sort of piece of advice is, yeah, don't think you have to. Don't be forced to do it every day or every second day or whatever it is. If you're not feeling up to it, you're not feeling like you're going to be able to really succeed and focus, then shut it down and do something else.
Hey, nice.
Cool. What's your
next one? Again, they all we're getting a trend, and they're all kind of linking here. We're so adorable. I think going on from the side hustle concept, I think let's expand it out further to treating it like a business. You know, a lot of people have a side income from an e-commerce or drop shipping or multi-level marketing.
Yep.
Treat trading as though it's a business. Set it up in the same operation. Think in the same way as what you would if you were buying a business to earn extra income, or even if you're running the business full time. You don't necessarily need to be trading full time, but think in that mindset and treat it like a business. So you wouldn't go drop $250,000 or go access your super and put $250,000 into a coffee shop if you've never made coffee before or worked in hospitality. You know, you'd go through and you'd do your apprenticeship and you'd learn how to do that. You'd identify whether you enjoy it or not. Because what I see a lot of people doing at the moment is they're doing exactly that. They're accessing their super, they're accessing their savings, whether it's savings for a house or kind of lifetime savings. And they're just throwing it into the stock market. And that's it. There's no education, there's no knowledge or anything prior to that. So you wouldn't do that in a business. There's no other time in your life where you'd take that amount of money and just put it into something with no knowledge. So you want to treat it like a business. You want to make sure that you're investing in yourself.
Yeah.
Do a good course. If you're not doing our course, to find someone's course, someone that you believe in and buy into.
They're all shit. Get our one.
And then come back and do our course when you really want to learn how to do it. Learn the fundamentals and then go in increments. You know, if you're starting a business, you wouldn't drop 100K in your first month advertising your coffee shop because you don't know what works. You know, start your account with $1,000. And then once you get comfortable, build it up to 2, then 5, then you might put in more money to manage 10. Because people don't realize you can't go from 0 to managing $100,000 in a trading account. You don't know how to react to that. Because in that level, you could lose $2,000 a day. And that's a pretty reasonable amount. That's quite a conservative amount to lose in trading from that size account. But unless you've learned how to process that in increments, you're probably going to shit yourself and cancel the position. And that's where we see people get out of trades, you know, get all messed up in their mind. And then the next day they see the trade go the way that they predicted. It's just that you're not used to seeing that happen. Yeah. If you've got to give zero fucks about the money in your account. If it makes you nervous, you're playing too high. You want to bring it back down. And this was for the serious traders. This was for the people that want to do this well beyond the little buzz that's generating now. I mean, we were speaking earlier, the S&P 500, every one of those 500 companies has gone up since March. So you could literally have randomly picked 500 companies from that 500. You could have picked a random 10 and you'd be in profit. So
yeah.
You know, people are listening to this. They've made good money. They've got good returns. That's great. You could have done that randomly, picking stocks. If you're serious about making this as a side income, treat it like a business and understand that you need that structure and a strategy around it. Now's the time to start to build that into your trading.
Excellent. Yeah, that's a good one. I like that one. It's it applies across so many things. And the unfortunate thing of the internet is people it's advertisers and it's people hawking products. They've built this idea that you can get rich quick on the internet, you know, and I've been involved in affiliate marketing things, and it's as pronounced, if not more pronounced, in that world as well. You get so many people hawking these things saying, you know, earn $1,000 overnight, do this, do that. And it's largely bullshit. It really is. You know, doing stuff on the internet is about a business. It is about a business, and it's about building the structure and the infrastructure and the knowledge in order to succeed. I mean, no business in general, so there are businesses, but most businesses don't succeed overnight. In fact, the reality is most online businesses, I think it's only something like 6% are still there after 10 years or something fail. I think that's certainly a quote, something like that. It's, anyway, it's a tiny number that survive over a longer period of time. So the point is, you don't want to be one of those people that feel exactly as Phil says, you're sort of randomly trying different things. And to go back to one of the original ones, you know, you've got 10 strategies that you've been studying from different people you find on YouTube. And you're trying all the 10 strategies, nothing's working. You're thinking, this is all bollocks. I can't do this. That's not the way to approach it. Take it simply, take it step by step. And absolutely, don't spend more than you can each time. We don't want people putting super on. I think, in all honesty, if you can keep the super in super, I would. It's the best investment you'll ever make. Not least because you get, in Australia, you get a huge amount out tax-free. So don't use the super, you know, use money that you can spare to do it, and it will build. We can teach you how to build that money. That's not the issue. The issue is the mentality and mindset of people who come in thinking that they're going to get rich quick because they've seen Tim Sykes saying he turned $5,000 into 10 million or whatever it is. It's bullshit. Like, it really is. And I want to really be clear about that. You know, that's not, to me, that's not something that we would ever want to get out to people, that you can just throw a lot of money in, it'll all work out really well. It does take time. Phil's been studying investing and trading since probably, what now, 16, 17 years, would you say, Phil?
Yeah, that's when I first got into it, back in high school, yeah.
Yeah, and, so I mean, yeah.
And going on to your point before about the get rich quick, I'm telling people at the moment that trading's like learning a musical instrument. You know, first couple of weeks, you could pick up some chords on the guitar. You might be able to play some Blink-182 songs, which are kind of 3-power chords, and it's not that hard.
Small things. Love it.
That's it. You could probably learn that in a month if you practice. And then after, and it takes 12 months, you can, you know, feel comfortable in the instrument, and then certainly a lifetime to master. Trading kind of fits into that category. And trying to think of an analogy at the moment for what's happening in that musical instrument sense, at the moment, it's like you're playing in a band. You're playing in an orchestra. So everyone's sounding good. You may not be hitting the right notes, but you're kind of covered up because everyone's doing well. It's only when this kind of fades down and you're left to do your solo that you're going to get exposed because you didn't do your homework, or you know, you just kind of covered up in what else is happening. So think of it like learning a musical instrument. You wouldn't expect to do that in a night or a week. You'd learn the basis of it. You'd learn the premises of it. But it's something you definitely got to practice. And again, it'll take a lifetime to master. I'm always learning stuff in trading. And I've been trading for 10 years now.
Yeah,
right. And I learn stuff on a daily basis. So, and that goes for professionals as well.
Yeah, excellent. Wow.
So that's certainly not a huge quick scheme.
That's a lovely analogy. Everybody, this is a new analogy Phil's introduced. I've never heard this one
before. I just thought of it then. How amazing.
Very nice. I'm impressed.
I was uncertain in the middle. I'm like, where's this going?
Yeah, you were losing it a bit. But that's,
is this a music or a trading podcast?
I think when you changed it from band to orchestra, it clicked. That's what I felt. I felt if you'd continued with the band sort of strand, I think you would have got yourself caught. With your pants down, but you actually pulled it back and said, no, it's actually orchestra. And that makes a lot of sense. No, it's a great way to describe it.
It's funny because it's what I teach my guitar students. I'm like, you wouldn't expect to learn how to trade overnight.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, you're learning guitar. Imagine it's like trading. no, that's awesome. Really good. I like that. So the one that I have is slightly different. It's more about, again, the scourge of the online world. Don't listen to people on YouTube, Reddit, Instagram, Facebook, okay? If you are investing or trading, you need to know what you're doing. And, you know, myself and Phil always say, know the market, know the stock, know yourself. You need to know those three things. You do, not anybody else, in order to successfully invest and trade. You know, ultimately, trading is about the future. It's not about the past. So, you know, firstly, don't rely on news articles to inform your trading or investing decisions. Phil's given a great example or a strategy or technique that you can use, which is just using currency and figuring out a particular pattern that is regularly there and using that. You know, that's a great way to do it because you're relying on set data and solid data that even though it is in the past, you actually get that sort of predictive sense of what's happening. Whereas the news is so random, and more so now than ever before. There's just so many different news outlets pumping out news to 24/7. I would avoid relying on newsprints, on any articles about companies. And I'd also avoid, and again, I'm part of some groups, and God, the things people put in there, I've seen people with, you know, so many fake profiles, with so many, a lot, you know, the classic one is people use the fake money version of apps. And, you know, they'll have a photo going, hey, I made $5,000 last night or whatever it is. And you're just like, no, you didn't, you dickhead. Like, you make relevant. You know what I mean? That's not a trade. So what I'd say is avoid all that. And that's not me being harsh to people out there. There's some people who really want to help, genuinely, who really want to help. And there's a couple of excellent groups that we certainly know. And we know a couple of the guys that run them. And it's really interesting. There's some really good tips in there. But unfortunately, there's also so many people that... you know, I don't know why they do it. They just want the glory. They want whatever. Sometimes they're selling products, but they're like pushing these narratives that are complete bullshit. And really, for you as the trader investor, it kind of sort of relates to what we've been talking about before, which is you sort of need a bit of a tunnel vision. You're focusing in on delivering results for yourself. And that's the name of the game. As soon as you start thinking of these other things happening or getting advice from other people, you know, you'll find it's a lot harder to get that consistent return.
It's a good point that flexing at the moment, and it's happening everywhere, people posting their $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 gain or whatever it might be. And one, whether it's real or not, I mean, the magic of Photoshop, you can make anything look quite spectacular. Yeah. But the other thing behind it, and more importantly behind it, is I think the psychology. Like in the 10 years that I've traded, I've never felt the need to share any of the wins, and there's been some significant wins with anyone. The time that I have that feeling is when I'm on Sportsbet and I'm gambling and I've got like a multi, a six-legged multi, or I've picked a you know, a dark horse in the Melbourne Cup, the Ruffy, and it's got up and you share that. So I think that's the mentality. There's nothing interesting about saying, hey guys, I studied this for 10 years and I followed this system exactly. And I analyzed the market and I made money. That part's boring. It's when you're like, fuck, I picked this, you know, this Ruffy at 50 to 1, put $100 on it and it got up. True. That's the mentality people are coming from. They didn't expect it. They didn't have a process and they're so excited that it got up. That they have to share it with everyone else because they don't think they can do it again. They don't know how to do it again. So they're trying to capture that, you know, bit of fame whilst they've still got it.
Yeah, awesome. That's spot on. And there's certainly, I've no doubt there's a there's a huge amount of psychology around the betting websites and all and how they operate and work. And you're right, there's also that endorphin rush that people get with beating the odds. I think people love to beat the odds. It's why we love the sports stories, Moneyball and whatever, about, you know, teams that go and beat the odds. We enjoy seeing that happen. And it's something inherent in human beings, I think. And yeah, it absolutely applies to this as well. You're right. And, you know, you aren't someone that splashes across, you know, the World Wide Web, you know, all of your sort of wins. And really, genuinely, like a lot of traders don't. Good traders who consistently do it, because again, it's the mindset's very different. They're not looking for glory. They just want to earn some side income, or they have a business that they do it, or whatever it is. And these guys aren't out splashing the cash and aren't out, you know, there to prove a point because it's their business. They treat it like a business. So, you know, it's not like, you know, we go home from work and we say, oh yeah, I had an amazing win in business today. Like, that's just not what you do. You know, it's
I got a $20,000 bonus from work today. No one does that because you earned it. You worked for it.
You're kind of almost grateful still to have it. And I think that's the thing with investing, is it's that same mindset. So excellent. Look, I think we'll finish there. And as always, we try to keep these things nice and short and sweet. So thank you, Phil. Some really good tips.
One thing I will add, one quick bit of resource.
Yeah, of course.
Watch Million Dollar Traders by Anton Creel.
Yes.
I think it's about 3 episodes on YouTube. This guy was a trader at Goldman Sachs, I believe. And this other guy, Lex Van Dam, is pretty much, a concept is they've given, I think, it's like £1 million to like 8 traders, 8 people they've picked up off the street, that have applied for the position or the show, and they teach them how to trade over a certain period of time. So they take nobodies, teach them the trading, professional traders teach them, and yeah, follow the outcomes and see what it's like to actually be a trader in one of these big firms.
That's cool. Really good point. We're going to pop it into our group. We're going to put up a link into our group on our page. So hop on there if you want to watch it, or just look it up yourself on YouTube. It's awesome. I remember watching this like probably 10 years ago now. And I was fascinated by just how it works and the reality of trading as well. It was a new world to me. It's a very different thing to what you think, and how some people were successful and not, and what they were able to do. Awesome tips. So yeah, excellent. Look, on that note, thank you all for listening. Hopefully you got some interesting tips and insights into what you need to do to become a successful trader or investor. Don't forget, you can check us out on Facebook, Cheeky Investor. We're also got our website, cheekyinvestor.com, where we've got huge amounts of different resources, videos, articles, you name it, it's all up there. At the moment, we've actually got, sort of a really exciting new members club called the Private Investor Club. I'll put a link in the description here, but it's for anyone that wants help and assistance in terms of picking the hot stocks. We'll basically deliver to you a range of different hot stocks every month. And there's extra advice and training and tips in there as well. But the idea is, if you're into investing, but you're just struggling, you don't have much time, or you don't really know exactly how to find those consistently good stocks, we can step in and we can help you, and we can be your sort of stock advisor without actually being a stock advisor. I'll put a link in the description. So just check it out, have a look at it, see what you think. And as always, thank you so much for listening. We really do appreciate it. And hopefully we'll catch you next week.